Imagine being trapped on a delayed flight when an unremarkable woman suddenly stands up and begins pointing at passengers, calmly predicting their deaths with eerie precision. Heart disease, age 84, to a cheerful retiree. Pancreatic cancer, age 66, to his wife. Workplace accident, age 43, to a frustrated civil engineer. Most chillingly, she tells an exhausted mother that her baby son will drown at age 7 and informs a newlywed bride she'll die of intimate partner homicide at 25. The silver-haired woman moves through the cabin like she's distributing snacks rather than death sentences, repeating, "Fate won't be fought," before returning to her seat and falling into a deep sleep. When the plane lands, she remembers nothing of what happened. But for the passengers who heard their death sentences, life will never be the same again. Cherry Lockwood sits unnoticed in seat 4D, an unremarkable woman among ordinary passengers. Leo missing his daughter's performance, retired couple Sue and Max, Paula with her screaming children, grieving Ethan, newlyweds Eve and Dom, and Allegra, the birthday-celebrating cabin manager with her difficult crew. Cherry's predictions ripple through their lives dramatically. Leo becomes fixated on workplace safety. Sue contemplates medical tests. Paula enrolls her baby in multiple swim schools. Dom fears harming Eve in his sleep. And Allegra creates a stay happy this year plan for her mental health. Most dismiss their fears until 19-year-old Kayla Halfpenny dies exactly as predicted, followed by two more accurate death predictions. The death lady becomes an internet sensation, triggering panic. Some, like Sarah, discover early illness signs that might have gone undetected. Cherry is identified as a retired actuary who specialized in mortality statistics. She was traveling with her husband's ashes after his sudden death, which coincided with losing two close friends. This triple loss triggered what she calls a mental health crisis. Cherry remembers nothing of her predictions, only boarding the plane, noticing strange passenger coincidences, then waking at landing. Severe dehydration and grief likely caused temporary delirium. Though her mother was fortune-teller Madame May, Cherry had chosen mathematics over mysticism, following a life marked by her father's death by lightning, a lost Vietnam love, an unhappy first marriage, and finally 34 happy years with Ned Lockwood. As time passes, Cherry's predictions start to unravel. People begin outliving their predicted death dates, posting celebratory photos with captions like, "Suck it, death lady!" The most notable case involves Sarah Martinez, who initially refused cancer treatment but later reconsidered and made a complete recovery. Yet paradoxically, some credit Cherry's predictions with saving lives. The Henderson family, after hearing about a house fire prediction, conducted a safety check of their home. 3 months later, functioning smoke alarms, replaced after that inspection, alerted them to a kitchen fire, allowing everyone to escape unharmed. Similar stories emerge of people getting medical checkups or making lifestyle changes after receiving death predictions. The turning point comes when Rebecca Winters, predicted to live to 94, dies suddenly in a car accident at 45. This contradiction undermines Cherry's credibility and triggers public skepticism. For Cherry herself, this brings relief. She had been living with the burden of potentially being right about people's deaths. Cherry begins publicly deconstructing her own predictions, suggesting they were either coincidences or unconscious pattern recognition based on observable risk factors. The narrative takes an unexpected turn when a YouTube personality whose death had seemingly validated Cherry's abilities is exposed as a fraud, shifting public attention away from Cherry's predictions. Despite the debunking of Cherry's psychic abilities, her predictions catalyze profound transformations. Leo quits his high-pressure corporate position after a near miss with a falling excavator and relocates his family to Tasmania's coastline. Ethan's encounter with an aggressive seagull leads him to temporary accommodation where he meets Faith, his deceased friend's cousin, finding unexpected love while processing his grief. Allegra overcomes her fear of commitment to pursue her dream of becoming a commercial pilot and deepening her relationship with Johnny. Eve and Dom discover through therapy that his potentially dangerous sleepwalking episodes stem from unprocessed grief over his father's death, strengthening their marriage. Paula's journey proves perhaps the most poignant. Through therapy, she recognizes that Cherry's prediction merely activated pre-existing anxiety stemming from her own childhood near drowning. The epilogue reveals that 17-year-old Timothy Benici not only survives but becomes an Olympic swimmer. His mother's determination to teach water safety saves his life during a school excursion at age 7, transforming what could have been tragedy into triumph. Throughout the novel, Cherry grapples with determinism versus free will. Her mother's fatalistic belief that fate won't be fought contrasts with Cherry's more nuanced perspective. Cherry insists fate can be challenged through preventative measures, regular checkups, healthy diet, exercise, medications, safety protocols, and proactive choices. Though she acknowledges death's inevitability, she maintains that you should at least put up a fight. The novel explores how foreknowledge affects decision-making. Some characters become paralyzed by fear, like Dom, who insists on sleeping separately from his wife. Others are galvanized into action. Paula enrolls Timmy in multiple swim schools. Leo questions his workaholic tendencies. Philippa leaves both her unfulfilling marriage and high-stress career. Cherry recalls a conversation about hard determinism, the idea that the drunk driver responsible for Kayla's death was merely acting out an inevitable sequence of events determined by genetics, childhood experiences, and environment. Like dominoes falling, where each action is predetermined by countless factors. However, Cherry maintains her belief in free will. That man chose to drink and drive. He could have stopped that last domino. The novel explores how humans navigate life's fundamental uncertainty. We know death is inevitable, but not its timing. Would knowing our end date help or harm us? Perhaps uncertainty itself has value, keeping us engaged with life. This theme emerges in Sue O'Sullivan's story, who after a health scare experiences her second chance at first chances, embracing life with her husband through dancing, travel, and adopting a dog. Human connections consistently emerge as the most powerful antidote to death's fear. When Cherry loses her husband and friends simultaneously, new relationships gradually heal her. Friendship with Mira, tutoring Bridie, reconciling with affected passengers. For the passengers, too, relationships provide meaning. Leo reconnects with an old friend. Ethan forms a new relationship while honoring past friendship. Allegra opens her heart despite fear, and Paula strengthens her marriage through honesty. Cherry finds unexpected solace in her husband's notebooks documenting one good thing each day, simple pleasures that create a tapestry of their shared life. Even Cherry's mother, who believed fate won't be fought, used her predictive abilities to help women escape abuse, creating tangible change. While death remains the great unknown, our connections give meaning to our existence regardless of its duration. As Cherry reflects on her 34 years with Ned, we had more time together than many people's entire lifetimes. In this perspective lies possible peace, even in grief.